This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You should have seen it coming. You should have been prepared. Now you're going to pay. Yeah, everybody knew it. Red skies in the night. Now you're running scared. Hey! Here comes the revolution. Time is running out. But I got the solution.
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, June 7th, 2020 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. I came in yesterday and I spent 4 hours preparing and researching to put together the report that we're going to be airing coming up at the start of the next segment. That will take approximately a segment and a half to get through. And then I am going to lay out for you who is behind this cultural revolution, who is behind this Maoist-style takeover, from the words of David Rockefeller himself in the New York Times. This whole thing is a Rockefeller UN globalist experiment in China. They believe it's been successful. They're taking the planet over. And that is the ideology. That is what this entire system is, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you want to know who wants to own you, who wants to run you, who controls this entire thing, we are going to be laying it out coming up here on the broadcast on this Sunday worldwide transmission. Now, if you want to see the report we're about to air and share it, because that's how it gets legs, it's how we crush the enemy, it's posted on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And, of course, you'll be punished by Big Tech for sharing it. Screw them. They're a bunch of authoritarian trash. Share it by email. Share it by word of mouth. Share it by text messages while you still can. It's titled, Tucker Carlson is Right. The Cultural Revolution Has Come to America. We're going to define it. We're going to lay it out. We're going to break down this system. We just posted the report about an hour ago. It's got 21,000 views. It needs tens of millions of views. If you decide to get these critical messages out, the average American will know what they're facing and not be controlled by the globalists, and we are going to be able to defeat them. If everybody just sits there like armchair quarterbacks, they're going to overthrow the entire country, bankrupt it, and then bring you under full globalist control. So it's all coming up today. Also, huge COVID-19 news, where the German government, the British government, the Italian government, the U.S. government, all the internal documents are coming out that they know it's a complete total fraud, again, run by the Rockefeller Foundation to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to bring in global government yet again directed out of China. We'll look at Antifa. We'll look at all the rioters and how it's incredibly emblematic of how mindless they are and how incredibly corrupt they are and that their minions are so stupid. They attacked the Black Civil War monument, the Glory Monument, and they attacked the Black World War II monument. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. But it's okay. They're saying the leftists can demonstrate, they can protest. But in leftist cities, the police will arrest you if you leave your house still in many areas or don't wear a mask or social distance. But if you're out ranting and raving and calling for an abolishment of local government, well, you're a wonderful angel cake. Because they have to overthrow government first to rebuild on it their nightmare New World Order system. So it's all coming up today on this Sunday, June 7th, 2020, worldwide transmission. The only way the broadcast gets out, or you're listening to local stations or TV stations, or whether you're listening on the internet or watching on the internet, is when you spread the word. You've been doing it. So because of you, we're still on air and still fighting back. But now it's more critical than ever that this information get out that has blueprinted the entire New World Order operation. This is how we defeat these monsters.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide with 148 days left until this incredible election. It is the final countdown. It is Sunday, June 7th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in. Well, the hypocrisy and the corruption of the Democratic Party and the big mega corporations that are setting up a medical tyranny has gone into overdrive. The United Nations World Health Organization, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, on record, and the Communist Chinese, is establishing world government. The Davos Group just came out 3 days ago and said, we are establishing world government through the COVID-19 crisis and the global new Green Deal and an end to capitalism as you know it. But it's all mega billionaires and trillion-dollar companies that run slave camps in China that are quarterbacking it. They have hordes of dumbed-down idiots running around attacking the black World War II and the black Civil War memorials. Anything they see, they attack that's old, including their own rights. But again, it's communists that are leading the entire operation. This is incredibly dangerous. We're going to lay out the occult programming, the mind control, the classic manipulation. Now, this report I came in and put together yesterday and today with some of our great researchers. It's titled, Tucker Carlson is Right, the Cultural Revolution Has Come to America. After we air this report, I'm going to define what the Cultural Revolution is, because the playbook being run by the globalists, by the Chi-Coms, by the multinational corporations, by all the big Fortune 500 telling you America's bad and the flag's bad and white people are evil. What's the end game in this? Well, it's all modeled off of Mao Zedong and his cultural revolution. And then once they have that, they have the great leap forward. And that's you going to a work camp. Okay, and the total collapse of everything. So this is the blueprint. They're running the blueprint. The Rockefellers ran China, still do, and Gates is their front man. So here is the report. It'll take this segment and the next to finish it after you watch it, research it, and share it, because it's coffin nails to the New World Order. It's kryptonite to them. It is deadly poison, this truth. So I suggest you spread it. Here it is.
Every cult has the same goal, the utter submission of its members. Cult members surrender everything. They give up their physical freedom, where they can go, who they can see, how they can dress. But more than that, they give up control of their minds. Cult leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most.
Not just the United States of America, but the entire Western world is being turned into a giant open-air re-education camp. We are about to lay out the incredibly authoritarian, tyrannical developments taking place now, where in the EU and the United States, we're being told to adopt the policies of the communist Chinese when it comes to allowing those that espouse the establishment view to march and demonstrate and have free speech. But those that do not have the establishment view of the UN, the communist Chinese, and mainstream media are not allowed to have speech. Churches are not allowed to open. Synagogues are not allowed to open according to the blue states and blue cities. But we're told by those very same governors and mayors that if you're marching and demonstrating against police brutality, not only is it protected, it's something everyone should do, but those that are actually demonstrating to reopen the economy and for all Americans to have our free speech and rights should be crushed. This is openly being promoted by so-called mainstream media, and this is the next level of oppression.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. When Rod Serling, himself who fought in World War II against tyranny, wrote those words for the Obsolete Man episode in 1962, he gave newspaper interviews and said, I see this as a possible dystopic future, just like George Orwell saw a possible dystopic future. Well, now, in the year 2020, we are seeing things that even surpass what our ancestors warned us about. And until we wake up to this and say no, it's only going to get worse.
Obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
I concur.
Authoritarian regimes always do the same thing over and over again, whether it was Mao, Stalin, Hitler, or Pol Pot, or thousands and thousands of years ago during the corrupt Roman Empire, emperors like Nero and Caligula. They decide who is essential. They decide who is non-essential. They decide who is obsolete. And now, CNN and others are running breathlessly with headlines about how over 1,000 healthcare professionals have come out and told the world that, hey, people protesting against the lockdown, they should be arrested. But everyone that's out there protesting against the police and calling for the police to be disbanded and abolished, well, they deserve their rights. So how is there going to be police to arrest all the people that go outside their homes and don't wear masks and who demonstrate for free speech? This, again, is a direct attack on common sense and knowledge. But this is what authoritarians always do. They always say that the inside group or the political group that supports the establishment has their speech, has their right to travel. But all of us that aren't, like the Jews in Nazi Germany, well, we're out of luck. When you see fictional movies like Red Dawn that came out in the 1980s where the Soviets and the Cubans take over part of the United States, and you see people in sports stadiums being told how much America sucks and being beaten into submission, you have to understand that that is taken from a model of what the Soviets did in Eastern Europe and what the Chinese did to their own people under communism. So now when you see America and Europe, where people are being beat up for their race, where we're being told we're bad because we're white, we're being told America sucks, take a knee for the American flag, this is all classical demoralization to make you hate your nation. Just as Antifa, funded by Soros, says, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. All right, so when we come back, I'm going to play the last 8 minutes of this special report, but think about it. We could play 30 minutes of clips of cops beating up black people, white people, Hispanics, doesn't matter, for being out in public and not social distancing or not wearing a mask. When you show citizens attacking people, oh, that was good, though. No, it wasn't. Now when the cops wrongfully kill somebody and they all get indicted, the whole country melts down and then everybody's guilty for what some bad cops did. And the left says disarm and disband all the police. Well, who's going to go out and run all your leftist control systems? They're not getting rid of the police. The left are muscling in on the police and saying you're going to be leftist enforcers now or we're going to cut your funding. That's all this is. Conservatives, nationalists, patriots, we try to have good police. We try to make sure they enforce the law. We try to get bad apples out. But we don't try to muscle in and say, we're going to kill you. We're going to attack you. We're going to defund you. We're going to say you're all demons unless you become SJW enforcers. That's what's happening. This is a globalist takeover by Soros of law enforcement.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. So, Soros, Bloomberg, other globalists are funding thousands of county DA races, attorney general races. They're just taking over everywhere. And then they have them prosecute patriots and conservatives and try to put Republican governors in jail for no reason, like Rick Perry. And at the same time, they fund Antifa to create the pressure on the ground. Here's the headlines. Why some people think Michael Bloomberg's donations have undercut democracy in local races. Time magazine. Soros aims to transform the justice system by funding DA races. Why are George Soros liberal groups spending big to help decide who your DA is? They're taking over your local government. And the operating system at the bottom is communist. But they're billionaire, fascist, tax-exempt with money offshore. Here is the conclusion of the incredibly important report. Tucker Carlson's right. The Cultural Revolution has come to America.
National corporate takeover of once free nations like the United States. It's that simple. And they're sowing the seeds of destruction openly to bring us down. Now listen to what mainstream media is magnifying as common sense and good.
We always thought they were lying. Now we know for sure. Because today we have an open letter signed by more than 1,200 doctors, professionals, and public health officials. And it explains that the riots you're watching must be allowed, while any other demonstration, like one you might participate in, must be suppressed. Quote, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. Huh? But they clarify, this should not be confused with permissive stance on all gatherings, particularly protests against stay-at-home orders. Those actions not only oppose public health interventions, but they are also rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives.
Again, this is being pushed by the entire corporate media around the world, that this group of brave doctors stepped forward and said, people out demonstrating against police brutality are not a COVID-19 danger. Hey, I say they have the right to protest, and I think they should peacefully. But they're saying this doesn't cause a health problem magically. Again, that's suspending reality if you buy their earlier lie that COVID-19 is super deadly. Cults always try to get their members to suspend logic and reason. If you're part of the leftist uprising, you're wonderful. But if you don't want to be locked in your house, well, then you should not be allowed to go out and protest if you believe in free speech for all. This is the authoritarian saying, if you join us and take up our policies of the overthrow of capitalism in America, you have your rights. If you don't go out and parrot what we say, you must be silenced. That's why synagogues in New York and in New Jersey are now putting up signs saying we support George Floyd, we're an anti-police demonstration, so now the governors and mayors can't touch them because they've already said, if you go out and try to overthrow the government, you're a good guy. This is the essence of the suspension of common sense and true mass mind control. We were told the police were the best people on earth when they were arresting people for walking their dog or going to the beach. And we saw mayors all over the United States from L.A. to Chicago saying, tattle on your neighbors and get money because snitches are good.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
And you better not ever leave your house or we will arrest you.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Oh, but then those very mayors go out and march, and governors in Michigan go out and march.
I'm the public face of the city. I'm on national media and I'm out in the public eye. And, you know, I'm a person who I take my personal hygiene very seriously.
You're
As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut. I'm not able to do that myself, and so I got a haircut.
And these are the same governors in New York, California, Michigan, and Pennsylvania that ordered nursing homes to take pneumonia and flu patients into them, then calling those deaths COVID-19 deaths and jacking up the numbers more than 50,000. But the fraud gets even deeper. From day one, it was Fauci and the NIH and Bill and Melinda Gates that were funding the Wuhan lab in bat coronaviruses that could jump into humans. That's now been admitted. So the very group that was funding where this supposed virus escaped are now the people in charge that tell us how to run our lives. And then it was Bill Gates' testing kits that created millions of false positives, and his facilities were shut down by the FDA. Now the FDA's been shutting down some of his vaccine experimentation that skipped animal trials because people have been getting so incredibly sick. But remember, it was Bill Gates that funded in the UK and the US the fake models that showed 2.2 to 2.5 million dead Americans when it's only been 100,000. And again, they're using people that died of the flu, of gunshot wounds, of pneumonia in the COVID column. So even with all that fraud, it's only at 100 and something thousand. That is 20 times lower than the models put out by Bill and Melinda Gates. But Bill and Melinda Gates went further. They funded a study saying hydroxychloroquine that puts zinc into the cells and blocks COVID-19 and all other major viruses, by the way, was a fraud and was killing people. Lancet has now thrown out the study saying all of it was a fraud and a lie, and all other studies show hydroxychloroquine is incredible with almost a 100% cure rate. And let's not forget the really big issue. I mentioned it earlier, but it's on record. Doctors in California, New York, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the four blue states that ordered healthy COVID patients who had the virus or other pneumonias or other flus into the nursing home. Doctors told them the default position is you don't put sick patients in nursing homes because there'll be a high death rate from even a normal cold. But they needed the high death rate. That's why the NIH, that's actually controlled by Bill Gates, under Trump's nose, made those orders. Red states refused, saying that's insane. But four blue states took the UN directive from the WHO through Fauci and engaged in the super crime of putting sick patients and healthy patients that had the viruses into the nursing homes, now accounting for more than half the deaths in the United States. Governor Whitmer didn't just send all those COVID patients to the nursing homes. She also is still telling folks they can't open their businesses or leave their homes, hoping to kill the economy to drive Trump from office. That's their admitted goal. But she's out marching in public again with Black Lives Matter, even though COVID-19 has higher death rates in black Americans, if you believe the official numbers. And it's the same thing for the Minneapolis mayor, who told the police to stand down, let everybody burn down the city. Now he wants the federal government to, quote, bail them out. What he really wants is to keep that money for himself, because it always goes back to power and money. And now the Davos group that is openly promoting world government has come out and announced the Great Reset. And they openly say that COVID-19 is wonderful because it's going to shut down the world economy and cut our carbon and save the planet. But it's not COVID-19 that did that. It's the hoax of COVID-19 being used by the globalists to selectively shut down companies and industries and small businesses they don't control. It allows them to come in and engage in economic warfare and siege against institutions and groups that they don't control while allowing their organizations to flourish. And they admit it all in this new report they put out. Freedom was never given to anybody. You've got to stand up for your rights. You've got to be informed. You've got to say no to tyrants. They're not hiding it anymore. And so it's up to all of us to decide whether we're going to be free men and women or whether we're going to be slaves. The ball is in your court. That's right. And the report you just saw is at band.video. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. The Bill and Melinda Gates UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realize that we're making or breaking. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com at 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days, it may go a week, whatever you do. Take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding and you need high quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Out from the election. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this Sunday edition. The wild horses could not drag me away. Does it mean I didn't take off 4 or 5 hours this morning with my children to go tubing on the San Marcos River? And it was really amazing. Made me feel so sorry for the folks in blue cities and blue states still locked up inside their houses, still wearing masks, still submitting, and Governor Newsom says he'll never go to the beach again, basically. But meanwhile, they do send people with the flu and pneumonia to nursing homes in New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and California. And that's over half the total deaths in the nation just in those nursing homes, just in the blue states. Wow. And people say, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's totally psychotic. The doctors in all those states said, this is a death sentence. Don't do it. They had to have death numbers. You put people that have a regular pneumonia or regular flu in there, in with a bunch of old people, you're going to kill them. Everybody knows you don't go see grandma when she's 85 if you've got the flu. But you see, cult leaders need to exercise their cult power to make sure you're going to submit. That's the nature of the psychology. Now, Fauci has come out and said, we wear the mask, even though studies show they're not effective, as a sign of respect for medical workers, because they're the new God we don't question. While they shoot their TikTok videos in their empty hospitals. I'm not saying all medical workers are bad. It's just one of the most dangerous areas in the world is medical systems. There's more deaths in this country than cancer and heart attacks from medical malpractice every year. In fact, the number one cause of death in the U.S. is medical malpractice. If you put all the different types of medical malpractice in one column, that's official. You're at about 500,000 when you compute the three or four different types in together. That's more than the heart attacks and cancer. That's more than even opium and fentanyl. I mean, it's King Daddy. Number one killers in the whole wide world is the medical system. Because they're doing tests and they're researching and they've got good doctors and bad nurses and good nurses. And it's a serious situation. But they want, ladies and gentlemen, medical liability protection for everything they do. The big corporations that own it. And they want to make you dependent. It's the medical mafia. And in the Soviet Union and in Maoist China and definitely in Nazi Germany, boy, it was the medical doctors that led the Third Reich. You may have heard of the main medical officer of Hitler. His name was Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. And all the little medical experiments and things he did. Under funding, it came out later in the Nuremberg trials. He, of course, escaped to South America because he was allowed to, because he was so embarrassing that he'd been working with the precursor of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Coal Springs Harbor facility in New York City was sponsored test being funded by the U.S. Health Department. That was the Nuremberg defense. Officially, you go to the whole Nuremberg defense is online, the Nazi defense, and it was true. They said, we were following orders. See, Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine twice, and he was on the cover of gardening magazines because Hitler was set up and told to do all the things he did by leftists in America. He was a national socialist, and then at the last minute, they double-crossed him. But that's the real history. Let's just pull back. The idiots that are in Antifa, funded by George Soros, an actual Nazi collaborator, the idiots that buy into communism and socialism and say they're the anti-fascist, they attacked Winston Churchill's statue today. Over 100,000 people were there, spray-painting it, saying he was racist and bad, and that he was a fascist. But then major newspapers here in the U.S. are calling Antifa anti-fascist on the anniversary of D-Day today, and liken them to people storming the beaches at Normandy that Winston Churchill commanded. But see, that's when you don't have history or logic, you are a complete and total moron. And here's the evidence of that. Rioters deface glory monument to black Civil War soldiers in Boston. That's the type of people that they have, carvings of black soldiers in bronze defaced, and the World War II memorial was defaced. That's for all Americans. They even spray painted areas and attacked areas that had black soldiers' names on them. Right here it says Do black vets count? Question mark. I don't know. Trump's got them from a 30% approval rating to a 87% approval rating in 3 years at the VA. But again, you don't care if he doubled the money to black colleges. You don't care if he actually directed $100 billion in the black community for actual jobs. Because George Soros and a bunch of white, chicken-necked meth heads and college professors in black outfits told everybody that Trump was racist. Okay, great. This is the real fascists, folks. They're the anti-free speech demons that are out there bragging that it's their job to attack anybody who tries to engage in pro-America, pro-freedom talk, because what's their slogan? No borders, no walls, no USA at all. But when we come back, I'm going to show you the cult programming. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're told to kneel and bow, you're either doing it voluntarily because you're praying to God and you feel led to do it. Even churches don't say, on your knees. Some people put their hands up to God and bow their head. Others get on their knees. These are normal responses when you're opening yourself up to the universe and a connection to God. But watching the leftist all virtue signal around the new religion of hating America, hating white people, hating capitalism, hating the police department, it's not because they want to get rid of America or rid of the money. They just want control of it. And they're the high priest of that. And the new religion, they admit, is called liberation theology, developed by the Ford, Carnegie, and Rockefeller Foundation. By 1951, it was operational in every major public college in the world, just like it's all centralized now, the healthcare by the same group. And liberation theology teaches the religion of racism and the religion that white people are bad and the religion that minorities are the Christ figure persecuted and that you must bow to them as God. This has been extremely successful in areas of Latin America and other areas where you have minority white groups and then those communists come in and program the indigenous that they are God and that everyone must bow to them. And this is an oversimplification. There's many forms of the liberation theology, but that's what's going on. I almost forgot. The Lincoln Memorial, because he didn't launch the Civil War to end slavery completely. That was part of it. But he certainly got killed for ending slavery. I mean, he got killed, shot in the back of the head for ending slavery. And they defaced that, saying he was a racist. Because, see, everybody's bad that's white, you see. There's never been a good white person. It doesn't matter that this is the country of freedom where we invite everybody in. As soon as they get here now, they're told, hate the white people. They're the bad guys. And the country and the West that ended slavery. Slavery still goes on in some areas of Africa and the Middle East. But by and large, it was England that actually had a bunch of wars to end it. Part of their war with us was actually over trying to end it. The first Declaration of Independence almost banned it. The first Constitution almost didn't, but the South wouldn't let them. So what Lincoln did 80 years later was just a continuation of all that. But again, I know history. The average leftist doesn't. They know white people are bad, especially if they're white. They go, white people don't get to talk. Our reporters all over the country have white women and white men walk over and they go, shut the hell up! Get out of here! You're an effing white male! What the hell are you doing here? You've seen the videos. They're in a cult. It's a CIA globalist cult. It's a leftist cult. It's all on record. It's all Saul Alinsky. It's all Cloward and Piven. I'm going to show it all to you. When we come back, I've got all the documents, all the proof. In David Rockefeller's own words, in 1976, when Mao Zedong died, pledging to bring this here and re-educate you and put you in a death camp if you don't submit. They will kill your ass.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. So, what the media does, what Hollywood does, is try to create division. But then they act like, oh, they're bringing in all these rules, all these regulations, all this political correctness to stop the very problem, the very scab that they keep picking at that they won't ever let heal. Because that's how they control people, and that's how they change the subject from how they're stealing all of our rights, how they're selling our jobs out, how they're spying on us, how big corporations are laundering drug money, how the big drug companies are pushing all these dangerous drugs on the public, psychotropic drug use of 87% since the lockdown, how they're pushing these deadly vaccines on us. And so they establish these systems of cult-like surveillance. To then say, if you don't talk the way we want you to talk, act the way we want you to act, we're going to penalize you, and we've got this big centralized internet social score grid, and if you don't submit, we're going to fire you. And I've got a stack of articles here where a talk show host said, I believe all lives matter, fired off mainline talk radio. People on Twitter come out and say, I believe all lives matter, suspended. Major football players like Drew Brees come out and say, hey, I don't like taking a knee during the American flag. My grandfathers were in World War II. I love American flag. Boom, he apologized, said, I'm a bad person. That's a cult, folks. If somebody would have told you 20 years ago that they take knees in the NFL during the national anthem, and that later if other players said, hey, I love America. I'm proud of the flag. I'm not going to take a knee, that they would be boycotted and lose sponsors. That's a cult. And then they tell you a virus is unproven to be deadly, but you got to wear these masks. You can't go outside for the first time in history. They don't lock down the people that have the virus. They lock everybody down. And then it turns out that they say they're never going to let us go out again until we accept the vaccines they've got for us. And then we find out the very people that released the virus out of Wuhan are the very people that are developing the vaccine. It's just unspeakably obvious. So this is cult programming. And they're now having religious-like services all over the United States where people denounce their whiteness and say they're sorry and actually hold their hands up and pray to black people. Now, that doesn't actually help black people or anybody else. It's an obscene, bizarre form of pandering. But if you look at what the communists did to South Africa, they had white people come out and denounce themselves and say they were bad and say that they deserved to have bad things happen to them. And, well, now South Africa's completely collapsed and has the highest crime rate in Africa and is a nightmare. And the communists did this in China. And I'm going to cover this start of the next hour, show you the history of it. But let's look at what's currently happening because this is cult mind control. Democrat senators kneel during moment of silence for George Floyd. Let's go ahead and roll that footage. And again, it's silent for radio listeners. You have a moment of silence in the entrance to the Senate. And five Democrat senator operatives got on their knees. And they're also wearing the mask. Again, it's all this cult programming image that you wear a mask over your face because you're bad, you're dirty, you're evil. You have to do what we say or you're not good. Now you've got all these other globalist senators, white senators that wouldn't lift a finger for you, Democrat senators of the KKK party, and they're on their knees. But that's not enough to have the military bow in Los Angeles or have police get on their knees. Now we'll play this with audio. This is incredible. Massachusetts police chief lies face down at urging of Black Lives Matter. That means Soros, protesters, Webster, Massachusetts, Michael Shaw. Now before we play this audio, listen to the praising, and they're saying, good job, Shaw. Good job, Michael. You didn't just bow. You got on your belly. People called the police on George Floyd. George Floyd had enough fentanyl in his body to kill two grown men. He dropped a baggie of it out on the side of the road. The cop put his knee on the guy's neck in a system that they're trained to do in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, turns out by the Israelis, strangely enough. They're now stopped that practice, but he did something he was trained to do. It was wrong. It's abhorrent. He's been charged with murder. End of story. But now, oh, all white people have got to bow, but that's not enough. Now you got to get on your belly, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to that audio and video.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. That's not enough. Please stop.
Yes. Did you hear that? It's not enough, but it's a start. At these Black Lives Matter events, Whites are told you don't talk unless told to talk. You were there to serve black people because you were inherently bad. And Van Jones said, white people have a virus and are inherently bad. Again, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. You judge people off what they stand for, what they do, their deeds. That's common sense. Martin Luther King didn't invent that. That's common sense. Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago that you judge people by their soul, not by what class or group they came out of. And that was the whole point of the New Testament. No longer was it just the Jews that had the covenant with God for the forgiveness of sins. Christ came and said, everyone is equal and unified in God's eyes if you ask for forgiveness of your sins. But you don't ask God for that now, whether you believe in God or not. Now it's the state. The leftists always want the state to be God. Saul Alinsky said, and I'll show you his own writings coming up next hour, that he pledged himself to Lucifer. And that he believes the devil should reign here on earth. So let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Minneapolis mayor. I want to play him actually first. Jacob Frey, bowing in front of the casket of George Floyd. He cried for a minute and a half, sobbing, completely fake, in a virtue signal in front of all these people. Just sobbing like it was his mother or his father or his baby child. This guy is a complete fake, a complete fraud. But it's all externalizing the university, externalizing the brainwashing, and expanding that out of the streets of America. Like metastasizing cancer. Now, here he is yesterday at an event where he said, I will not disband the entire police department, only part of it, because it's going to be his own leftist army once he takes control of it. And so they booed him out and said shame on him and then chased him away. So here's his own brainwashed throng tearing him apart. Here it is.
We don't want no more police. Is that clear? We don't want people with guns toting around in our communities, shooting us down. You have an answer? It is a yes or a no. It is a yes or a no. Will you defund the Minneapolis Police Department? All right, be quiet, y'all. Be quiet, because it's important that we actually hear this. It's important that we hear this, because if y'all don't know, he's up for re-election next year. If y'all don't know, he's up for re-election next year. And if he says no, guess what the f*** we gonna do next year? What'd you say? What?
I do not support the total abolition of the police. Because he's going to control them. This is a takeover. They went, no, we want no police. But you know, all these people call the police when they need something.
Go home, Jacob, go home. Go home, Jacob, go home. Go home,
and this is the thing that the left does. I'll be at a restaurant and they'll walk over and they go, shame, shame, shame. Like, I care what they think. But see, they're all followers. This is the mind control. We're going to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember the only way we reach new people when you're listening on local radio stations, when you spread the word. Thank you so much for doing that. It's for your own future, my future. Your word of mouth is what gets around big tech censors. It's what breaks the back of the globalist. And your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. All at the same time, getting great products you need. The sale will end today, finally. The big flash sale, 60% off all our best-selling items, will end today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it with all the great products there. But whatever you do, join us next hour and tell friends and family to tune in. Because I'm going to expose who's behind Antifa and what their end game is and what's going to happen if we don't stop them. This is Life and Death. Please stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.